Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, host of Inspire Indeed, where we discuss community issues and hear from the nonprofits and local leaders who are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you are making a difference with your deeds. Now, let me ask you to think about Richmond, the city of Richmond, and how we divide up that city in our minds. There's north, south, east, and west. And when people think of the east end of Richmond, sorry, east end Richmond, I think we often think of Churchill and kind of our thinking of the east ends there. And that's definitely part of the east end. But take that road past Chimborazo Park and travel a little bit further east, and you'll get to Fulton Hill, a neighborhood that doesn't often get a lot of attention. After a terrible attempt at urban renewal several decades ago, followed by some years of decline, like many neighborhoods in the city's core experienced, Fulton Hill is now seeing a resurgence of vitality. And a big reason for that is the Neighborhood Resource Center. Today, we'll hear from Cheryl Grosswright, the Executive Director of Neighborhood Resource Center, and learn about the critical role that a neighborhood anchor can play in building a healthy, thriving community. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you, Elaine. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about the neighborhood where the Neighborhood Resource Center is located? What's Fulton Hill like?
Well, so NRC is located in what we now call Greater Fulton community in Richmond's East End. It's a community that includes Fulton, Fulton Hill, and Montrose Heights neighborhoods. So it's three neighborhoods blended together, serving approximately 4,500 residents and about 1,500 households. It's a fairly low-wealth community in that there's no library, there's no school, no grocery store, very limited on what access people have to resources.
To just day-to-day resources.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're located on Williamsburg Road in an old post office that was purchased by the community in 2004 and was renovated by community members and volunteers. And we opened our doors for the first time in January 2005.
And when you opened your doors, what was the goal of getting those doors open?
Well, there was a lot of hope that the NRC brought. And the existence of a neighborhood resource center is the result of hundreds of neighborhood and non-neighborhood volunteers that came together to create a place that, through its programs, would help break the cycle of low educational attainment and poverty in that community. But again, with no library, adult education, or health center to serve the residents, citizens developed a culture of organizing associations to advocate for their needs. In the early 80s and 90s, Greater Fulton Hill Civic Association, which still exists to this day and is a very, very important part of our community work, did everything it could to keep the community from slipping into urban decline. It was at that point that NRC's founder, Mary Lou DiCasso, got involved in neighborhood organizing and working with a number of civic associations and other community leaders. They built relationships throughout the community, and with the Trust and Love and United Front, were able to pull together and in March 2002 incorporated the NRC, Neighborhood Resource Center. They got a $5,000 leadership grant and set up a bank account. They got a computer, and from there, the organization was incorporated. Then they had an opportunity to purchase the post office, which closed in 2000.
It closed in 2000. So it was just sitting there vacant, kind of in the middle of the neighborhood on the main street.
I once heard a story that the person who owned it let kids go in and play floor hockey. Mm-hmm. So it was just four walls, and Mary Lou had a vision, you know, did some architectural drawings, and with the help of neighbors, put up walls, and the building, you know, began to take on a new life. And with the help of lots of tradespeople and union folks, built a kitchen, and the center was in good shape to open in 2005.
And it sounds like it really engaged the neighborhood in creating that space to respond to what the neighborhood was seeking.
It did. It did. It took a lot of money. They did beauty shows and car washes and baby contests and art auctions. Lots of, you know, things that you think of when you think of a community trying to raise money to do something important for themselves. And they were able to raise, I think they ended up buying the building for $140,000, which means they raised that amount of money to actually purchase that site.
Yeah, and you mentioned Mary Lou DeCasa, and she was, I know, known to probably many of our listeners out there as a fearless community advocate.
Yes,
and she's definitely a greatly missed spirit in our community.
She is. They call her the living wage lady, I think is her greatest claim to fame. But she's an icon and continues to this day have many supporters and lovers of her work.
Yeah, well, we all miss her terribly, but her spirit does live on through NRC, through the Neighborhood Resource Center. And if you're just joining us, you are listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And today we're speaking with Cheryl Gross-Wright of the Neighborhood Resource Center in Greater Fulton. Now, Cheryl, can you share with us where listeners can go for more information on the Neighborhood Resource Center?
Yes, we have a website, which is really easy to remember. It's nrccafe.org.
nrccafe.org.
That's right.
What are some of the programs that you operate that, so the community got together, spotted this asset, this sort of jewel that needed to be polished in the middle of the neighborhood, got together to make something of it. Now, what's all actually taking place there?
Well, it's always been a place where we wanted to answer the needs of the community. And the first thing that people asked for was childcare. Can you create a space where we could bring young children to get an education? It started as a half day and now is a full day Montessori preschool. And they receive a full breakfast and lunch, two snacks each day, and experience a very traditional Montessori environment with emphasis on independence, freedom within limits, and respect for a child's natural psychological, physical, and social development.
So a very rich and nurturing environment for those preschoolers.
Very rich. And what we really also want folks to know is that it's the only sliding scale Montessori preschool in the area. So we've tried to make it as affordable as possible to as many of our neighbors as we can. So we determine based on income what the family can afford, and then we supplement and basically subsidize
the child care or the Montessori preschool program. How do you afford the subsidies? Where do you get that support?
Well, we have some really wonderful partners and funders. We get a very nice grant from the City of Richmond. The Robbins Foundation has supported the preschool. And then our tuition fees help a good deal as well.
Help to support it because
absolutely.
You need to cover the costs of the teachers. And you said meals are included
We do our share of field trips and bringing in special, opportunities for our kids to learn things they might not otherwise.
So that's something you have going on there at NRC for the little ones.
For the little ones.
Yeah.
We then have an after-school program for children 6 to 18 years old. Where we provide a healthy supper, which is served family style, and with the assistance of volunteers, they then receive homework help and tutoring. And then after that, we offer a whole series of enrichment classes that students can take. Art, writing, recording studio, cooking, gardening, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, dance, with a partnership with Sloan Farms. We have a farm stand that our teenagers run on Thursday afternoons.
Thursday afternoons. So it's an experience for the teens, and then the neighbors, and people in the community can come get some fresh produce.
Fresh produce, which isn't otherwise available in the community. And we have a community learning garden that was created in partnership with Tricycle Gardens. So lots of opportunities for folks to become involved with that aspect
of the after-school programming.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, it sounds like a lot of partners are involved as well.
Yes.
So you are looking to your partners in the community for making the most of your limited resources, sounds
yes,
like.
We are. We have some great partnerships, like I mentioned, Shalom Farms, Tricycle Gardens, Virginia Lisk, the local initiative support corporation that has partnered with us on a wonderful program and initiative called Greater Fulton's Future. And that's
What's that about?
Well, it's a community organizing effort that Lisk funds. It's called the Sustainable Communities Initiative. And what they do is provide seed money that allows a community to really organize itself, set a vision through getting residents together for sessions where they actually talk about what they want to see in their community. And that happened about 3 years ago in Greater Fulton. And from it, we created Greater Fulton's Future, which has five work teams that work on projects.
The housing work team
worked with Rebuilding Together to renovate 55 homes in the Greater Fulton community for seniors and disabled residents so that they can, quote unquote, age in place and stay in their homes and be
stay
safe.
Stay safely in
That's
their homes,
right. That's right. Our health and education work team was able to get the Bon Secours Caravan to come to our community once a month to provide health care for folks that really, you know, emergency room is their only choice.
So the caravan is like a clinic on wheels, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And they came and parked in a church parking lot once a month, and they're still coming. Let's see, the parks and infrastructure, they have been able to get us some lighting, some new benches, sidewalks fixed, curb cuts, trees planted. So
people can get out really beautiful and enjoy the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Economic development work team that's worked to really help revitalize our business corridor and attract more businesses. And, that's an ongoing effort, probably one of the more challenging because of the funding that you need to really revitalize an economic corridor. But the work team is motivated and committed to providing those opportunities. We were able to provide matching grants for some of the business owners to, fix their property. They might have power washed their windows or, gotten a new bike racks or something that really helped support their business.
And to open up that business corridor and make it more attractive to maybe stop by and shop there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's one more team?
Then we have, for adults, during the daytime, we offer it's a financial opportunity center. We call it NRC Works. And it's an opportunity for adults to come in and get assistance both with employment opportunities, help with job search and resume writing. We now are offering financial coaching so that folks can come in and really begin to look at what is a budget and how do I, I have a job now, but income, that's a new thing. So let's work on managing a budget and perhaps thinking about a savings account and opening a bank account. How do I support my child's education?
Right.
Some of the longer term successes that a family can have, sometimes they need the guidance because that's not something they've ever had the opportunity to work with.
Gotcha. So some support related to financial stability mm-hmm. of the families in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Now, NRC is in Greater Fulton. Do you have to live in Greater Fulton to take advantage of those services?
Not necessarily. We find that because we're located within walking distance,
That's really who you're
serving.
That
is who we serve, yeah. But we actually are located very close to the Eastern Henrico border. So we have plenty of folks who, though they're out of the city, they still, gravitate and still need help and still need assistance. So we have plenty. Matter of fact, some of our children in the after-school program go to some of the schools that are in
Eastern
that
Henrico.
Corridor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a stone's throw away.
It is.
Some of these jurisdictional boundaries don't make sense in terms of neighborhood boundaries.
They don't. And transportation is a challenge for us. Our bus route, you can catch a bus once an hour. White Oak, which is right about 3 miles down the road from us, it takes an hour and a half to get there on the bus.
It takes an hour and a half to get a mile and a half down the road.
Yes, because you
have to go. And that's a big center of shopping
it is.
And employment.
And jobs mm-hmm. where people could work. And if you don't have a vehicle, it takes a long time for folks to get there.
Wow, that's definitely a challenge. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And today we're talking with Cheryl Gross-Wright of Neighborhood Resource Center in Greater Fulton, also known as NRC. You may be hearing us refer to NRC throughout our conversation. So, Cheryl, remind us where people can get more details about NRC and your work in Fulton.
Yes, we certainly folks can call us. Our number is 864-5797, and we're also on the internet, on the web, at www.nrccafe, that's with two C's, .org.
nrccafe.org, two C's. That's a good thing to point out, two C's in the middle there. Yeah. Now, we were just talking about the transportation challenges and how there is limited access to GRTC in the greater Fulton community, and it takes hour and a half to get just a mile and a half down the road sometimes, unfortunately. What can NRC do to help address an issue like that?
Well, we've, again, working with some of our partners, Church Hill has similar issues because the East End is just one of those places that, you know, transportation is a challenge. And we've been working with some partners trying to see if there are some ways that we can create our own transportation possibilities, and the opportunity that we might be able to borrow some church vans that sit idle all week long to provide rides and a bus route, perhaps from our neighborhood around Church Hill out to White Oak and back, you know, downtown and back.
Areas that aren't far away, but the jobs are right there that folks just need to get to.
That's right. That's right. So that's one way that we're able to leverage our relationships with not only those in our community, but those around us to try to create an opportunity that otherwise we might not be able to, people and through churches and through, you know, thinking outside the box.
Exactly, outside the box, and recognizing that there are assets in the community. There are resources if you can think creatively about how to access them. I know there are lots of layers of logistics and insurance
completely,
and liability to figure out there, but it's something worth exploring.
That's
definitely
right.
Something
who
worth exploring
might be possible.
Because it might be more financially viable than GRTC extension.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So how do you know that you are making a difference? Definitely Fulton's on the rise. A lot of that has to do with your work and the work that was involved with Greater Fulton's future, so that the community really did come together around a shared vision of what's possible and achievable for Fulton.
Yeah.
But how do you know that NRC is doing a good job of playing that role, of serving as that anchor, a place for folks to convene?
Well, a couple stories, I guess, I can share with you. You know, there's a really neat continuum that can happen for the preschool to the after school. And there's, you know, several families, but one in particular, two girls who went through the preschool, very bright. The first one, when she entered elementary school, took the PALS test and tested in a range, in the 660 range out of 100 points.
The PALS test is the kindergarten school readiness basically, to test preschoolers whether or not they're ready to learn when they get to kindergarten.
That's right. And she tested in the 60 range, the children closest to her were in the 30s out of 100. So having had that preschool experience definitely set her up for success, and her sister as well. They're both in our after-school program, so we still see them. They come. They're both attend the Patrick Henry Charter School, so we're able to keep close touch, help them, you know, succeed even now that they're older. Their parents, hardworking folks, you know, work full time. So we're, you know, doing everything we can to support this family and help them achieve what they hope to for their girls. We, through the NRC Works program, my director just shared with me a story of a single father, multiple children, all still living in the household, on the verge of being evicted from their home. We're able to find through a church relationship, a hotel stay that they could you know, have in the interim before he actually started work, full-time work. He now is working, has a full-time salary, benefits. They're now looking for an apartment and a permanent, more permanent home
permanent
for themselves.
Home. Mm-hmm.
All because NRC Works could bring all those resources to bear.
It's much more than just training for jobs or getting your resume together. It's really about the full financial picture.
It's more about wraparound services and really getting people where they are and helping them move to that next place, whatever that might be for that person or that family. And just through Greater Fulton's Future, two of our community members were honored by LISC recently at a big community event, and they honored them as community leaders along with Cynthia Nubiel, our council person. So that just speaks volumes of how far this community effort has really reached to develop community leaders that are leaders in their own right and certainly leaders of others now that they've really found a passion and a place where they can contribute.
And being recognized for that, definitely. So what are you looking forward to maybe in the next year or so at NRC?
Well, we're really excited about NRC Works and really getting more people into the program to take advantage of all of those services. Every Friday, we offer an orientation and a chew and chat workshop where folks can come and, meet other people, as well as professionals out there who can provide skills and information. We're producing two documentaries with our youth through a program called Food Landscapes. It's a grant that one of our part-time employees who's a VCU student applied and was granted, a community engagement grant. And they're producing two documentaries about food in our neighborhood, and they're actually linking it with the a program called Transitions, which is for disabled adults, and they're working with them, they're cooking, they're doing some really important work around nutrition, and then the documentary is basically going to tell the story of all of that happening.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. Yeah. So the youth are finding NRC is providing the youth an opportunity for giving back to the community as well.
They
have a place where they can identify some community needs and discover where they can make a difference themselves.
Absolutely, yeah. We also are looking forward to a really big fundraiser for our preschool scholarship fund that will happen next October. That with our partnership with one of our community partners, really hoping to raise some good funds to assist families with scholarships. We can enroll 16 in the preschool, but we often are more like 12 and 13 because families come and they want it, but they just can't afford it.
They just can't quite afford it, even with the sliding scale.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So even if we can provide even a half scholarship for families, that's a big help. So we're really looking forward to that being a major piece for that.
Great. Terrific. And I'm curious, Cheryl, you've been at Neighborhood Resource Center for how long now?
Just a little over a year.
Yep. A year. But I know you've been engaged in the nonprofit community for a long time.
I have. And it's interesting, Elaine, I've always kind of pictured myself running a community center. I at one time thought I would open one myself. But when the NRC opportunity came before me, it was kind of like that piece of the puzzle, you know, that finally fit. And I love nonprofit work. The NRC and the Greater Fulton community is full of people that love each other. They are very giving, very talented, and really just need a place to gather and be together and share those resources. And we just feel lucky to be one of those places that really does empower our community.
And you get to be in the position where you can kind of be, I don't know what you call it, somebody that takes your arms out and just and gathers everybody into a big community embrace. That sounded so corny, but you know what I mean.
But it's a nice vision. I think it's a nice vision. And people say when they walk in the door at NRC, they feel a kind of magic.
So tell us about the volunteer opportunities that you have at NRC. You mentioned at the top of the show, you mentioned that you have some volunteers coming in with homework help and some of the programs that you run. Tell us about those opportunities.
Yeah. The after-school program is really the sort of the best and most consistent opportunity that folks can come. It's sort of a 3:30 to 5 where you'd actually help with supper and from 5 to 6:30 when the classes happen, there we often need volunteers, you know, sort of as teaching assistants, or if you have an expertise that you might want to work with youth, or, you know, to teach a music instrument, or you know, it really could be anything. We're really open to having folks come and offer those opportunities.
So if somebody's listening and they have a skill that they'd like to share with the Neighborhood Resource Center or the community in Fulton, Greater Fulton, where would they go to contact you?
Well, they can call us. Really easy to just give us a call and ask for Jenny is our volunteer coordinator.
And what's your number?
It is 864-5797. And we also can be reached on our website and info@nrccafe.org. That's sort of the general email address that you can call and inquire or write and inquire really about anything. That, again, that's so, info@nrccafe.org.
So if you're interested in volunteering, or maybe you have a child that could benefit from your programs, or you could benefit from NRC Works, get in touch, right?
Absolutely. That's
great. Right. info@nrccafe.org. And that's your website too, right? nrccafe.org.
That is.
Great. Well, as usual, we're just about out of time.
And, okay.
But I want to thank you again, Cheryl, for joining us today. We've been speaking with Cheryl Gross-Wright of Neighborhood Resource Center, or NRC, and it's been a pleasure to have you with us today.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And I'm also thankful to my fellow volunteers here at WRIR and Brittany Tracy, who make sure we keep the Inspire Indeed blog up to date, which is at inspireindeed.blogspot.com. If you'd like to join our team of volunteers and donors, you can go to WRIR.org to learn how to join in and keep this local voice on the airwaves. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and you've been listening to Inspire Indeed, a show that focuses on community issues through the lens of nonprofits and changemakers who are working to make a difference. I hope you learned something new on the show today and are ready to go out and make a difference with your deeds.